Hachette Audio presents So We Read On, How the Great Gatsby Came to Be and Why It Endures. Written and read by Maureen Corrigan. Introduction. Forget great. The Great Gatsby is the greatest, even if you didn't think so when you had to read it in high school. I didn't think so back then either. As a high school senior, I couldn't identify with the bland Nick or enigmatic Gatsby, nor could I connect with Golden Girl Daisy, who acted too much like the mean girls in the cafeteria, flaunting their shining hair and their knowingness. I thought The Great Gatsby was a boring novel about rich people. Flash forward almost 40 years. It's shortly after midnight on what is now officially Thanksgiving Day 2010. I'm 55 years old, an English professor at an elite university, an NPR book critic. This cultural capital is without value right now. I'm standing on a long line with my husband Rich in the Greyhound bus terminal on 42nd Street in New York City, waiting to board a bus that will get us back to Washington, D.C., where we live, at around 5 a.m., just enough time for us to take a short nap and then pick up the pre-ordered traditional turkey feast for six for the oddly assorted pilgrims, our mothers, both in their 90s, our 12-year-old daughter, a good friend, and two dogs, set to gather at our house later that day. We'd taken Greyhound up from Washington 16 hours earlier.